Yeah, my name is Arnold Gerson. That's my other half, Teresa. We've been married for 35 years. I'm born and raised in Haiti. I came to Liscombe. I'm a graduate from Liscombe, Tennessee State, and also seminary. I got 2 doctoral degrees. I've been a missionary for 35 years. Yeah, going to 38 years, excuse me. And I share the gospel in 4 different languages. And also, I'm self-supported. You know, I'm investing in real estate and farming and a lot of things to support me and my family. I've been preaching the gospel, okay? Going to show you. This is what I was in Lima. I was in Lima where we buy some Bible. And this is what I'm talking about, my biography. I was born and raised in Haiti. And there was no school. I had to walk 2 hours, you know, and I had to feed the cattle before I go to school, you know. And also, I spent some time in Florida. I became a Pentecostal preacher and obeyed the gospel in 1986. And I was educated at Liscombe, Tennessee State, Emmanuel Seminary, School of Business. I have 2 doctorate degrees in ministry and business. I'm self-supported. I invested in those things. And also, I've been preaching the gospel in 4 different languages for 38 years, in English, French, Spanish, you know, in many countries. In January, I was in Cuba. In February, I was in Costa Rica. In June, I was in Peru. Many people obey the gospel. In September, if God will, I ask you for your prayer, for everything go very good, for me to go back and spend. They got a lot of African over there. And also in October, I will be at the International Lecture Trip in Monterrey, Mexico. In January 26, I will return to Cuba. Please, I need your prayer. Okay, this is, you can see me. This is the people at Lima, at the seminar. And this is, I'm taking the confession. Picture number 1, this is the people. Picture number 2, after I preach, those people came to me, take a confession, somebody for baptism. And picture number 1, I'm giving supply to the children and Bible and everything. Picture number 2, I give some money to the preacher. And then picture number 3, okay? That's in Cuba in January. We're moving very fast. That young lady there, she's very not feeling well, because we didn't have Bible to give it to her. I got the Bible, but I'm scared to take him with me. I don't want the government to take it from me. You get me? And then, please, help me. Okay. For David and all, okay? And also, you know, I plan to go back in January to carry more Bible. Please, I need your prayer a lot. Okay? This is what happened. We call it in America, Bosh Harbor, a hot, H-U-T. Number 1, they cover me what called coconut tree or palm trees. We got that in Florida. We don't have it. Too cold. And this is where that the dirt floor. And thirdly, I'm teaching some people. Picture number 1, the preacher and I. Picture number 2, the cement. And picture number 3, block. And you know, in Cuba, we have to sit down. We cannot stand up doing the preaching because of the community. You got to sit down. I'm doing the preaching. And then right here, I'm taking a confession. This is some of the people who get Bible. This is some of the people who get Bible. Okay, this is baptism. It was about 11 o'clock. The water was so cold. There were 6 people being baptized, want to be baptized. Not only 3. And that day, I catch a cold. It was so cold, the water. And then the other one baptized by 3 o'clock. The temperature getting better. They baptized. Okay? This is, in Cuba, this is where the preacher live. Well, what I'm talking about here is not a lot of space. From here to here, you know what I mean? This is his house and this is the church. You got me? He lives in 1 room and also, and the other one, he do the church. That's a Bible we give to them. And this is the preacher we give some money. The reason why we don't say that much money, we put the preacher, we don't want to put the preacher life in jeopardy. In Haiti, If you send on the pulpit, you give the preacher some money, the preacher might kill or kidnap. It's very, the way the people think over there, outside of America, is different.
That's the reason why. Okay, this is the school. I was in there. School, those are 8 years. We give them some Bible. And that was in Jamaica. That's my wife and I. We give some money to the preacher. This is the class I'm teaching. And also this is the other church. This is in Costa Rica. This is in Panama. And also in Colombia.
We find more men looking for Bible than women.
This is Aruba. And then we pass by at the daytime. My wife and I, we teach with a young lady. And this is those ladies. Those two ladies are lawyers. I'm studying, my wife and I are studying with them. And also, this is, I'm doing the preaching. Okay, what I'm going to say, I'm going to be the island of Canary Island.
It's about 14 to 15 hours flight. Okay?
So I will fly from Miami to Barcelona, and from Barcelona to there, and I will go to those islands. Seven, some of the 5 or 6 hours to go to different island.
We got a lot of African living over there in the farm and other and try to reach them.
Okay, this, see the four African,
none of them can communicate with each other.
This guy speak French, this guy speak English, and this guy speak Spanish.
So we give them Bible in their own language. In Barcelona, when you go to a Bible school, Bible store, bookstore, you buy Bible in any language you want.
Okay, this is the same thing. This is some money to give to the preacher, you know, and right here is a boat, big cruise boat. It's about 5 hours, you have to go there, and I do some literature.
La Iglesia, the church,
and pass literature to the people. This is some people, money we give to the preacher. And then my wife and I, we do our own garden. You know what I mean? We go our own food. And this is a young man. You know,
young man, he doesn't speak Spanish.
We give him a French Bible. Some money we give to the preacher. Right here is a home
church. We got a lot of them in Europe, even America. The people, they don't speak the language. They don't have money to rent a place, they do it on their home. We find them not.
Right here, this is some of the people. That's a bookstore. And also some money we give to the preacher. This is in Cuba. Take me 16, 24 hours. Only about 300 miles. 300 or 400 miles. Take a 36 hours for 500 miles.
I spent several days without sleep. From one city to another. We call them state. From one state to another.
Okay. This is some of the preacher will give some Bible. Preacher. Those are elders. And preacher will give my money and Bible. This is, I've done some baptism. You know, some of the people will bury underwater baptism. This is the university.
Christian University.
I was teaching you know, and then I give some money to the president, and also I give some books. And this is some of the baptism we have in
Haiti. Thank you. Okay. We're going to talk about the Great Commission. Okay? In Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, the Bible says Jesus came, speak to them. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even in the end. We're going to talk about 3C. C, the greatest command. The greatest command. When I'm talking about the Great Commission. When you're talking about command, you're talking about an order. Something we have to do. Jesus is in charge. Jesus is in control. Number one. Jesus is commanded. And Jesus is convinced. Okay? In charge, that's meaning got all authority. When you're talking about authority, we're talking about power. Okay? Knowing you have to understand, I'm Haitian, my wife Haitian, you are American. Jesus was not talking to Haitian. He was not talking to the other people. He was talking to the Jew. When you say a word to the Jew, it make a difference. To us, the word power, what do you mean? To them, when you see the word power, it means God Almighty. Are you there? They say in the Hebrew called El Shaddai. Okay? We don't want that word El in English, but in Spanish is the article, definite article like D, when you El. Or El also is a man like he in the Spanish. Okay? But in Hebrew is God. El Shaddai means God Almighty. Okay, I got two boys, Daniel and Ezekiel. Daniel, God is my switch, my judge. Ezekiel, God is my switch. You know? Okay?
Go ahead, man. Jesus does everything. You are doing the same Jesus. Number one, Jesus is in charge. He said, he told his father and gave the duty to go and make disciples. The word disciple is a Latin word. Okay? It's a Latin word. So, I don't know, if one person, the Latin word, we got alumnos. Okay? If one, those of us who are graduated from Liscom, from university, you know that. If one person graduated from Liscom, they call them alumnos. If two people call, they call them alumni. Are you there? So it means they were disciple. Okay? Disciple means to teach and to baptize. And Jesus can speak to them. All power is given unto me, and heaven and earth mean authority, command, control, dominion, jurisdiction, power. The word power can form a word we have the word called dynamo or dynamo. What does dynamo mean? The machine who produce the electricity. The machine who give the electricity is a machine very, very powerful. You get me? Called dynamo or dynamo. Depend the way you said it.
Okay. In other words, to the Jew, you say, mean God, El Shaddai. God is omnipresent. God is omnipotent. And God is omniscient. Omnipresent is here with us. God is spirit. They that worship him, but worship in spirit and truth. God is here with us. The reason why we don't see God, God is spirit. We cannot see a spirit. God, you know what I mean? That's God there. God is everywhere at the same time. You have to understand. God is everywhere at the same time. He's here with us. He's in Haiti. He's in Europe. He's in Washington. All over the world is here at the same time. As a human being, we are limited. You cannot be home and be at the church at the same time. You have to be one place at a time. But God is everywhere at the same time. Okay? Then, God is omnipotent. That means God all powerful. God has got all authority. We call in English a supremacy. It's powerful.
And then God is omniscient. Okay? In Psalm 137, he said, Whither
shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend it up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold the house. If I take the wind of the morning and dwell on the upper parts of the sea, even there you should be never there.
Okay, what happened? Okay, the first person who tried to hide from God was Cain. After he killed his brother Abel, he went to hide. Okay? What happened to when he come, he closed his house and then he see God. He said, wait a minute, let me go to the under the place. That was a few years ago. I don't know. There was on Saturday night, a man called John. He said, bad man, what you going to do when the law asks for you? Get me? You know that. But I saw him several years ago. He's getting old now. What I'm talking about here, we can run from God and we cannot hide from God. God is everywhere at the same time.
Then, come on. Okay. God is commanding. He is giving the order to be in charge. He gives an order to do something. Go ye therefore, teach all nations. They will teach me
to impart some knowledge. We have the Greek word we're using every day in English, didasko, mean to teach, to give a knowledge. We go to school to learn something. Get me? To learn something. So the gospel to teach, teaching all nations. What he asks us to teach, we have to understand, he didn't tell us to search some philosophy, some theology. He asks us to teach the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is a good news. What is a good news? Is a death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, that makes no sense. You cannot come to my wife, Teresa. Hey, Teresa, I got a good news to tell you. I got a friend who died. That's not a good news. Oh, Teresa, they're going to be burying my friend tonight. My mother died, you know, when I met Teresa, and then that's the same time my mother died. Yeah. That was in May 1990, something, you know. I was at Liscom that day, and then, you know, I called her, hey, my mother died. That wasn't good news. Death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you're talking about the gospel, you're talking about tweeting. Death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. Okay?
And then, to teach means to pass knowledge, to give, to tell the good news. What is the good news? Is the gospel. What is the gospel? Death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That word first using by a man called
Augustus Caesar. He was the first one who used this according to some news order he made in his imperial. Our nation came from the Greek word ethnology, mean the study of nation.
What happened? And then what happened to, in those days, there was one nation who was nation of God. It was the nation of Israel. Get me? All those were called nation. When you're talking about nation, you're talking about paganism. Paganism means the worship of idol. We call the Gentile world. Gentile is a Hebrew word. Pagan is a nation, is a Greek word. Are you there? Okay?
Then when you're talking about nation, you're talking about the world worshiping of idol.
Then, what did you do? Baptism, bury, immerse, submerge, and go under the water, Acts 2:38. And then Jesus is convinced.
That means he make a determination. He say, "Lo, I'm with you always." Okay, always. Then, when I first came in America, and I come to school in America, people say, "Oh no, you can learn, you can speak like an American. What you need to do, go to school, teach some speech class, take some speech." I went to university in Miami. I went to university there, take some speech class, try to talk. Unfortunately, when I opened my mouth, that was a Haitian talk. It is impossible. What I mean, as a human being, we are limited. What Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:7, he said, all learn and never come to the knowledge of the truth. That's mean we always learn, but as a human being, we are limited. You get me? We are limited in a lot of things we cannot do. God knows all. When Paul, I'm talking about here, Paul went to the people who were in Ephesus. Ephesus was a big city in those days, like the city of LA or the city of New York City or London, because the temple of Diana, you get me? It was the temple of Diana. And those in the winter, summertime, people went there for pilgrimage. You get me? A lot of people go there for pilgrimage. In the month of July was a time they celebrating on Diana. According to them, Diana was a god who came from heaven. That's make no sense. Make no sense to us. And then people worship that man. And the people was a little bit superstitious. Paul wrote in Ephesians 1 verse 20 to 23. Paul said, who walk in God, when there is a marvel of all principality and power in every name that's his name, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. He has put all things under his feet and give him the head over all things to the church, which is his body. The fullness of it. What happened? Ephesus was a very big city. There was a lot of, you know what I mean, the city was very prosperous. They got a lot of tourism. People all over the world come there, and the people was very rich. They got money. And they think everything happened to Ephesus was a result of the god of Diana. Are you there? Paul said no. When he walk on God, he give him the head over all things. Paul told him the prosperity, the greatness of the city, not depend Diana, he depend on God. He said he will put all things under his feet and give him to be the head of all things to the church. In Colossians 1 verse 18, he said, who are labored us, Colossians 1 verse 13 and 14, he said, who are delivered us from the power of darkness and translate us. Translate means move from one place to another. We were in darkness before we obeyed the gospel. We were in darkness. Someone who's not a member of the church is a spiritual death. Get me? Someone who's not buried under water baptism is a spiritual death. When you bury that person under water baptism, you bury the whole man and was up to newness. What Paul said in Romans 6 verse 4, how many of us were baptized into Christ. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism. The like manner, the same way, Christ now we was up to walk in the news of life. Are you there? In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 to 4, what Paul said, I declare unto you the gospel we are preaching to you, even you believe in vain, that Jesus Christ died. He raised again according to the third day. He was buried. He was died, buried, and raised again. We're talking about death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what Paul said, the same gospel I receive. My Christian friend, I travel in many places all over the world. The biggest problem I got in Europe and Latin America is people said we have to bring the gospel according to the people culture. You get me? You know what they do? They translate the Bible according to the word we're using every day. You get me? They call living Bible. The word people are using every day, when you try to put it to the original language, it don't have no sense at all. Because we said we got a Haitian culture. We got European culture. We got a Latin American culture. My Christian friend, I got the news for you. The Bible is the same yesterday. That's not a good English. Well, what can I say? The word of God is same from the first century. It is the same today. As a human being, we change. The word of God stay the same. God, Jesus is the same yesterday. That's not a good English. He is the same today. He will be the same tomorrow. There's no change. One Lord, one faith, one gospel, one baptism. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Huh? Baptism is for remission of sin. Acts 2:38, in the day of Pentecost, Peter preached, said, men, they said, so, Acts 2:37, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent. Repent means change your way. Change the mentality. We got the English word metamorphosis. Metamorphosis means a change completely. The person you were yesterday, you become a new person in Christ. Huh? Then also he said, go teach all nations. He commanded us to teach. And then what I'm talking about here, let's talk about 1 minute about, everybody know about Augustus Caesar. You heard about it. Okay. What was happening? And now, 1 minute. We got to go back to Daniel 2:44. In the day of the king, that's the God of heaven, shall set up a kingdom who shall never destroy. You're talking about four kingdoms. You're talking about the Macedonian, excuse me. You're talking about the Babylonian kingdom with Nebuchadnezzar. You're talking about the Middle Persian kingdom. You're talking about the kingdom of Alexander called Macedonian kingdom. Okay? Macedonian kingdom was very hard to beat. Man, it was very, very, very hard to beat. And then when I come to agreement, Octavius. Okay? Octavius. What was happening? He made an agreement with two men called Brutus and Cassius. It was very powerful general. He told him, guys, let's do 10. I'm not going to kill you guys. I'm going to put you in charge. You get me? So therefore, 1 10, you're going to be under my command. You let me come conquer you. And then I will raise your pay and you will be under my command. Are you there? And then they let him come. He win the battle. And when he win the battle, he went back to home. Again the battle. You know? He win the battle. And then went back to home. When he got to home, he proclaimed himself as the emperor. Okay? He was not doing like that. At the beginning, what was the way he was doing? The Senate. You get me? What we call it in America, the Congress. The Senate was the one who elected an emperor. Who selected? They don't have election. They selected the emperor. Octavius Caesar, he proclaimed himself as the emperor. He changed his name from Octavius to Augustus. That was by the time Jesus was born. Are you there? The word Augustus means excellent, magnificent, great. Okay? And then, he's the one to first send that word. And then also, to finish, Jesus is coming, he make a determination. He say, I will be with you always, mean forever. That's coming out.
Excuse me, that's a Spanish word there.
I will be forever. He said, I am with you even at the end of the world. God will never leave us nor forsake us. In Joshua 1 verse 5,
there shall be any man be able to stand before thee or the day of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
And then Psalm 27 said, the one thing I desire of the Lord, I will dwell in the house of the Lord all day of my life. John 14 said, let not your heart be troubled.
He believe in God, also believe in me. In my father's house, there is many mansion. And then Matthew 11 verse 28 to 30 said, come unto me all who are laden and heavy labor. I will give you rest. To be God with rest, you have to be in Christ Jesus. To be in Christ Jesus is to bury in Christ by water baptism. You have to hear the gospel. What is the gospel? It's a death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you hear the gospel, you believe the gospel. Believe in trust in Christ. And when you trust in Christ, when you believe the gospel, you trust in Christ. After you trust in Christ, you repent of your sin. To repent means change your way. And then you confess, mean recognizing, acknowledge Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and bury under water baptism, he will put you in Christ. Then you will get a new citizenship. Your citizenship will be in heaven. We are stranger and pilgrim in Nashville. We are stranger and pilgrim in Tennessee. And you in the United States, our citizenship is in heaven. And then, if you are not a member of the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's time for to come forward to be buried under water baptism. If you're already a member of the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know life is difficult. You know the problem you're facing every day. I myself facing a problem. What I'm talking about, come forward for Larry and all the leaders of the church to pray for you, to pray with you, to help you restore your life to Christianity. We stand with an invitation.